Oh, well, really good. You know, there is a Fenton High School in the Chicagoland area, not too far from O'Hare Airport, actually. I remember seeing it because I drive past it coming and going from work over the years. But what made me think about it, well, or what made me remember it is that both my parents went to Finger High School, and it's spelled similarly, and I always thought that that was peculiar, that there was two high schools that were spelled similarly in the same area. But there's definitely a Fenton High School in the Chicagoland area also. Fun fact. yeah, you're correct. In 1958, I wasn't even a gleam in my parents' eyes. I was born in 72, so yeah, I've been a ham 67 years. I've only been alive for 52 years, so... fine business. Glad that you're still kicking and getting back and enjoying the hobby. I got my license in, I think, 2016, and it didn't really take. I just got my tech license back then, and I'm like, I played around with some local repeater stuff, but there really wasn't anything that I thought was great, and then I set the hobby aside. And then about 5 years later, I got a job where I was driving a lot. And I said, well, let me put this 2-meter radio back in the car and start playing around. And that's when I found the local repeaters and all the traffic on the repeaters. And I think, Todd, what you were saying, that was COVID back then. And I think because of COVID, there was more traffic on the repeaters than there was in 2016. And that probably brought me in... just as happenstance would have it, because there was more traffic and everybody was on the radio, so there was a lot of people to talk to, and I was driving, pretty much driving for a living. I was doing maintenance on the toll roads, so I was able to check into all the daytime nets, and I would start early, so I would have the early talk with the guys, and then I'd have the mid-morning talk with some other guys, and then when I went out west, I would talk to the guys out west, and so I kind of had my plan. I was talking with a lot of people, and it was just so much fun that I felt like I had to pursue it further, and got my general ticket and got on HF. And it only took me a couple of times of broadcasting out of my privileges to realize I wanted to get my extra. So I studied for my extra. And a couple months later, I got that. And then I realized that I wanted to keep studying. And some of the guys I was talking to on the repeaters were really heavy into CW. So one thing led to another, and started learning CW. So that's kind of my ham radio career. In a nutshell. Over to you, Todd. K-89.